Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. We're taping for 88.9 WLRY, the farm page. Very pleased to have Greg Gruby, the swine show superintendent for the junior fair, with us today. Well, welcome to the farm page, Greg.
Thank you.
So, 2020 Fairfield County Fair Market Hog Show. It's going to look a little different.
Yes, it will.
How many pigs typically are entered or would be entered at the fair?
We're looking right now at 275.
Okay. So let me ask you this. We all recognize it's a junior fair only, very limited attendance. How in the world, 275 exhibitors, that means 275 kids, and maybe a couple parents with each child, how, my friend, are you going to maintain social distancing?
Well, we're going to start by using two different barns for our hogs. We're going to use another building to house the hogs. So we're going to put 110 in one building and 160 in another.
Okay. And try to keep them spread out.
Keep them spread out.
Yeah. What's the deal with feeding? You can't hardly set up a schedule for people to come in and feed. They just have to come
and go.
At their own risk.
At their own risk.
Absolutely.
With masks.
Yeah. I hope they respect the mask rule. So when do pigs arrive for weigh-in, Greg?
They will be coming in on October 10th from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. for weigh-in.
Okay. So you kind of want them spaced out a little bit. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they normally do that themselves easily?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody kind of knows about what they want to get there. Okay, yeah. Drug use notification form is something every animal that is going for harvest needs to have at the fair. How and when do your exhibitors, how are they able to submit that?
That will come from the 4-H office. That they will be emailed and that'll be done online.
Okay. So it'll all, but they have to have that filled out before they cross the scales.
Correct.
Or you'll won't be able to weigh them in, will you?
No.
Oh, yay. Okay, so tell me this. This is a big one because of the packer bid per pound, which is really pretty poor this year.
Yep.
You're going to allow your exhibitors to take their pigs home. How hard is that going to be?
Well, it's going to be pretty confusing, but the kids are going to have to sign a paper before they get to the fair that they want to take their project home. That way I know how many that can go on the packer bid.
Yeah.
And we load the right ones out.
So they have to tell you before they
weigh in.
Before they cross that scales.
Yes.
A lot of stuff has to be done prior to crossing that scales.
Yes, they do.
Oh boy. So if I say to you, Greg, I'm going to take my pig home, my market pig home, when do I have to get it out of there?
That'll be Tuesday afternoon.
At the latest, okay. You know, before you'd walk in the barn and there'd be signs and all that. No decorations this year.
We're going to be putting a big group up in the brick building. We're going to pin all the pigs down in the swine barn by alphabet. They're just going to come in, go in the alphabet, and find your pen.
Alphabet by child or alphabet by club?
By child.
So clubs won't even be commingled.
No.
Wow. That's going to be quite a switch, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's really a stripped down version, isn't it?
It is very much so.
Yeah. And the brick barn that you're referring to is where people would see horses.
Correct.
Traditionally.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I've always watched pigs in the practice ring. Will there be a practice ring?
There's going to be a staging ring up outside, and we're going to have a tent outside to stage the next going in class.
Okay.
So they can use that as a walk around.
Okay. Now, the big change, I think, for me to get used to is showmanship, and that's a Sunday afternoon deal, right?
That'll be Sunday afternoon on the 11th. Starting time, we're hoping to get in by 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Where we can have 3 or 4 hours of showmanship and be done.
Yeah, and that's in the Feeder Creek Show Arena.
Correct.
And you got to wait till the dogs finish and tear down their show.
Yep.
And then the pigs come in. How are you gonna move all these pigs around? You know, the brick building is kind of a little hike from So how safely can you get all those pigs moving?
We're going to have a couple alleyways set up that we can just run them down through the alleyways, and we'll get there.
You'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yep. And most of these pigs are used to being walked around a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell me this showmanship, Sunday, October the 11th. How do exhibitors sign up?
That'll be online also.
Okay.
They've got all these showmanships on one
like application
that they can sign up, everything all online.
All online, and everything really at call the 4-H office at 740-653-5419 to sign up. And they will be able to help you, and then there'll be links out on the 4-H page on social media. So basically everything you're telling me is you don't want to touch paper.
We try not to touch very much paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And now the biggie, the show. What day, what time?
That'll be on Monday starting at 8:30 in the Feeder Creek Show Arena. So we hope to be done by 2 or 3.
Okay. Yeah. So then that's pretty much, it's an all-day event. Only those folks with wristbands can attend.
Correct.
So if you're listening to this and you think, I want to go watch a hog show, you're not going to be able to go.
You're not going to be able to go, but the fair board, senior fair board, has got avenues to watch it online.
Yeah.
They're going to have 6 or 7 different places you can watch it. So please stay home if you're sick or just trying to get there. It's going to be a very short show.
Absolutely. So be aware, we're going to be publicizing a lot of those places. Where you can watch it online is going to be professionally done for our listeners by Interphase Video. So it will be a nice, crisp, clear picture. If you've tried to watch other fairs, I think this senior fair board has learned from the other fairs, and they want our parents, our grandparents, our you know, neighbors who come to watch Junior down the road show, they want them to be able to see that child. So we're going to be working with some really cool things there. Once that show is completed, then we have to wait till the packer picks them up. But your exhibitors are going to have to move stuff out of the barn. When do you want that moved out, Greg?
That'll all be done Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yep.
And typically, in a real world, in a non-COVID world, you've moved in on Saturday, you've moved out on Thursday night.
Correct.
So you're just speeding that up a couple days.
Yep.
Livestock sale, again, is Thursday, October 15th. The only people that can be in the ring are the champions. And there'll only be 2 champions, your grand and reserve. And then everybody else comes in with a card or a picture of their pig.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of changes. You think that'll make your show go faster?
Oh, it will speed the show up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it'll probably speed the auction up too.
Auction will be very quick, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Because less social distancing, keeping kids moving. And, you know, I talked to Karen Kraft Crutcher yesterday, Greg. She wants to be there. A lot of these buyers, I think, are going to have the same sentiment that they want to be there.
They want to support the kids.
And we thank you, Greg, because this is a volunteer job.
That's right. You don't
get big bucks for this, do you?
Not at all.
Got a headache? Got a little headache from trying to keep all this straight?
Oh, yeah.
My pleasure to have Greg Gruby, the Swine Show Superintendent for the 2020 Junior Fair Only Fairfield County Swine Show with me today. A lot of stuff going on in the last 2 weeks. You stay well, my friend.
Thank you.
You too.